The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
For 8 teams, the journey and march to a state championship begins today.
Dolly Wright has got the rebound. Outlet pass goes out to Farmer. She winds her way back up the floor and takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good.
3 days are all that remains in a season that got underway what seems so long ago.
Back out here, high right side. That's going to be Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman dribbles once. Not about the three-pointer. Passed it up. Goes over to Sydney Grease. Now her pass is intercepted. It's intercepted here by Carly Wright. She drives into the hole. There's a pass to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Carly Wright, the Hamburger, score.
It's the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here on Platte River Radio. Let's take you live to Lincoln, Nebraska for play-by-play of today's game.
Welcome to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That was the very first national anthem ever played before a girls' basketball game here at the new venue for Husker basketball and the girls and boys state basketball tournament. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball as Grand Island Northwest back in town to defend their state championship. They come in 22-2. They are the number one seed here in Class B. They'll be taking on the eight-seeded Sydney Lady Raiders, who come in at 17-7. Randy Bushcutter with you here on The Breeze, 94.5. Glad you could join us for high school basketball. We're going to step away for just a moment, and when we come back, we'll have the starters for the Vikings and the Lady Raiders of Sydney. We come back after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Sydney Red Raiders. They'll be in their road red uniforms, and their starters are Abby Porter, a 6'1 senior who's averaging about 3.5 points per ball game. Sarah Ma is a 5'7 senior averaging 16.4 points per ball game. Rachel Pettick is a 5'6 senior. She averages about 1 point and 2 rebounds a game. Caitlin Cole is a 5'6 senior who's averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And Cody Rowley is a 5'9 senior averaging 6.2 points and 8.7 rebounds a game. Now for the Northwest Lady Vikings, 22-2 on the year. Their starters are Caitlin Plackey, a 6-foot-tall senior who's averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. Erin Sorahan is a 5'6 senior. She's averaging 7.7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Mackenzie Brown, a 5'10 senior. She's averaging 22.7 points and 7.2 rebounds a game. Hannah Rapke, a 5'5 senior, is averaging a little bit over a point and a little bit over a rebound per contest. And Kennedy Keiser is a 5'9 senior. She's averaging 8.2 points and 6 rebounds per contest. Those are your starters as Northwest, in their home white uniforms with the black number and the Vegas gold letter and trim, out there shaking hands with Sydney, 17-7 on the year, as the very first high school game ever played here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, just about ready to get things underway. And we're glad you could join us here on The Breeze, 94.5. And certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you coverage of high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. Don't forget, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden right now taking on Lincoln Lutheran in Class C1. And, of course, later on KHAS Radio, we'll have St. Cecilia and Giltner coming up later tonight. The Vikings are heading out of their huddle, all set and ready to go. Jumping for Sydney here is going to be Porter. Porter will go against Caitlin Plackey, and we're just about ready to go here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And in fact, the official right in front of us, make sure that the other officials are ready to roll. There's the whistle, and we are all set, ready to go. Ball is in the air, and the girls' state basketball tournament is underway. Sydney is able to come away with the offensive first possession as Ma will help kick it off on that right side. Vikings going man-to-man right now. Entry pass can be knocked away by Plackey. Plackey is able to tip it out here for Pettick. Pettick, in a little bit of trouble, kicks into the corner. And they'll give it off of a screen. They'll give it to Maher. She'll take it on the baseline. Stop there. Bounce pass. Almost thrown away, but picking it up in the corner is Cole. She'll pull up a long jumper. It's no good. And the rebound comes out to Mackenzie Brown. Brown gets it up ahead here. Vikings on the run as Plackey has it. We'll kick it back out. There's Brown. She's going to fire a three. It's no good. Nearly saved, but running out of real estate is Plackey as she flew, stepped on the baseline to make that save. And so the ball will belong here to Sydney. Both teams unable to score in their very first possession. And now Sydney will get it across the timeline. Long skip pass up ahead. They get it out for Porter. Porter works back around the perimeter. There's Cole. Cole will dribble. She'll try to split it and took an extra step. That'll be a turnover here on Sydney. Forced by some pretty good defense here for the Vikings, and we'll see whether or not Grand Island Northwest can get the first bucket of the game. We played 1 minute, and this will be the second possession for the Vikings. Brown in the offensive end, kicks left side for Plackey. She'll fake the pass on the inside, now backdoor cut. Laid up on that right side by Plackey, no good. Offensive rebound, and it's going to be a foul that's going to be called here on Sydney. Pulling down her miss was Plackey. She got that backdoor cut, tried the right hand to layup on the right side. It went to the left side of the rim. She was able to track it down and get the rebound. There she was fouled. And so she's got two free throws coming up, and the first one is up and good. So 1-0 as Sydney gets the first points of the ball game. And the free throw is good. So Plackey strokes in both free throws, and it's 2-0 Vikings. And Sydney will face a little pressure. Cole gets the ball back, hasn't crossed midcourt. Long pass, tracking it down is going to be Porter. Porter's going to kick it out. Ball fake here by Cole. Cole's entry pass can be tipped away and stolen away by Brown. So Mackenzie Brown forces another turnover. She'll bring in the offensive zone, kicks it on the baseline. Skip pass, open in the back door is Keezer. Keezer had trouble handling it, otherwise she would have had a layup, and they'll reset the half-court offense. On the bounce is Brown. She'll kick left side for Plackey. Plackey off of the screen, gives it off here for Sorahan, and she'll hand the ball back out for Rathke. Rathke back out for Brown. She'll try a step-back three. It's no good, and rebounded by Pettick. So Rachel Pettick ends the possession, and the Raiders bring in the offensive end. Left wing, Maher, low crosses over, has the ball stolen away. Sorahan with a nice defensive play. Gets it up ahead here for Brown. Brown's going to weave through traffic, put it up in that left hand, and in. First field goal of the game for the Vikings. They now lead it 4-0. And again, they have forced four Sydney turnovers here in the early stages. A couple of those on steals, and they have resulted in great scoring opportunities. Maher almost has the ball stolen away again here by Plackey. She's able to track it down, and the pass is going to be deflected and end up right in the hands of Mike Herzberg, the Vikings head coach, but it was last touched by his team, so Sydney will inbound it at the end of the bench. Tossing it in is Savannah Rosenbaum, who just checked in here for the Raiders. A kick left side here for Maher. Maher drives, loses the ball, then they're going to call a foul here on Caitlin Plackey. That'll be her first. Again, that's a bit of a tough foul call there. Inbounded for Sydney, and they'll get the ball near midcourt to Cole. Cole uses up the dribble, gives it to Rosenbaum. They cycle through. Again, the Vikings going man-to-man here. Entry pass going to be intercepted. Reading that was Mackenzie Brown. She stepped in there, made the steal, and she'll kick the ball up ahead here for Plackey. Plackey's going to drive the lane. She'll lay it up with that right hand. Off glass, no good. Rebound ripped out by Sydney. That's Porter who comes up with it. She'll get it to Rosenbaum, and in the offensive end is Madison Stafford, who checked in a moment ago as well. Only substitutions of the game so far coming up for the Red Raiders. They trail it 4-0, 4:46 to go here in quarter number one. Left wing, Porter. Porter kicks into the corner. Back out for Cole. Cole's going to drive, has the ball stripped away by Sorahan, and it was last touched by one of the Raiders trying to get it back, so that'll be the sixth turnover on Sydney here in the early stages. So we've played about 3.5 minutes of basketball. The Vikings have forced six Sydney turnovers. Red Raiders have not scored, but the Vikings lead only 4-0. As they've had a little bit of trouble putting the ball in the hole on the end to our right. Around the perimeter, pass by Keezer. They'll kick it back out here for Sorahan. She'll fire a three, too strong. Offensive rebound by Keezer, and Keezer with a bucket. Nice job there by Kennedy Keezer. She basically just saw where that rebound was going to go and out-hustled the Red Raiders to get the basketball. And on that right side, Sydney steps on the sideline. No, a timeout. Sydney's calling timeout. Can't say I blame them. They trail it here 6-0. We're at the midway point of quarter number one. They'll take this timeout. We'll be back right after this.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's timeout brought to you by Hastings, and it will be Sydney basketball as they work in the offensive zone. On the right wing with the ball here is going to be Pettick. Pettick, outlet pass, almost stolen away, but they get it out to Cody Rowley. And again, Plackey and Sorahan have just been harassing every pass. On the drive here, Marr, shot's no good. Offensive rebound laid up and in by Annalise Lecker. So offensive rebound and a bucket and a three in transition here for Plackey. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Caitlin Cole. Cole pass up ahead off the fingertips. Amar, and that will be turnover number 7 for Sydney. So Sydney having trouble protecting the basketball. And the Vikings will bring in the offensive end. Brown has pass deflected, but picking it up is Plackey. Plackey has her shot blocked, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath Keezer, and Keezer is fouled. So Sydney got their hands on the ball a couple of times there, but weren't able to come up with it. And it's going to be Kennedy Keezer who's going to step to line and shoot two. So the free throw is up here, rolls around, and good for Keezer. Keezer with 3 in the game. And it's now 7-2. So bending the knees here are going to be Kennedy Keezer. And she'll fire that free throw, and she strokes it in. She gets herself to the free throw line on a fairly regular basis, and pretty good free throw shooter. Stafford gets checked in a little bit ago. Pass back out to her is deflected. And in the backcourt, pick it up, Sorahan. Sorahan then makes a steal. She's going to try the layup. It's off glass. No good. And over the back on the rebound is going to be Shelby Shacker. So after the turnover, Northwest couldn't cash in. So Shacker with her first foul of the ball game. And again, Northwest will pick up pressure about three-quarter court. No, they're going to drop back now and pick it up right at half court. Pass down the sideline. With it is Marr. And she'll give it back out here, top of the circle. Here's Cole. Cole helps kick it in the corner. Again, Sydney's had trouble getting their offense going here. Skip pass. Cole will fire a three, no good. Tracking down the rebound is Sorahan. Sorahan now will give it off here for Caitlin Plackey. And Plackey will act as a point guard, pretty tall point guard. Driving is Brown. Brown in the lane, shoots off glass, rattles it in. Mackenzie Brown now with 4 in the game, and Northwest has pushed their lead out to 8-2. It's going to be 10-2. They lead by 8. And Stafford facing some pressure. Gives it off on the left wing here for Cole. Cole dribbles into the corner, and great pressure there put on by Sorahan. They enter it inside to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum missed the shot, rebounded by Keezer. Keezer's outlet pass is deflected, and that'll be the first Grand Island Northwest turnover of the game. Rosenbaum in the lane, has it stripped away. Shocker comes away with it. And Shocker will just dribble in the offensive zone, and she'll kick it top of the circle here for Brown, and around the perimeter we go. Off the screen, they give it back out to Shocker. Give it right side here for Brown. She'll fire three. It's no good. Rebounded by Sorahan, and she'll get the ball back out here for Plotky. Plotky works around the perimeter. Now driving to Shocker. Shocker's going to kick right side for Brown. Mackenzie Brown for three. No good. And rebound to Sydney. Snagging the bound there is going to be Rowley for Sydney. 8-point advantage for the Vikings, and on the drive here is going to be Stafford. Stafford on the way in is going to be fouled. And I don't know if they're going to say she was in the act of shooting just yet or not. She was going to, but she was blocked before she could begin the shot. For the Vikings, it'll be Plotky and I didn't see who else came in. Oh, and Schleicher, who comes into the ballgame. And for Kieser, that was her first foul. Driving on the inbounds is going to be Marr. She'll take it off glass. That's a good shot. Up and in. That was pretty good defense on the inside there by Schleicher. But she was able to hit it over the top. Left wing with it is going to be Plotky. Plotky's going to kick it out. And right wing, Mackenzie Brown, three, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Ashley Stafford. 44 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. Marr enters it in. Going to be knocked loose. Picking it up is Brown. 10th turnover. Brown up ahead here for Shocker. Shocker with the layup. Up and in, and she's fouled. So Shocker, with that great catch down court, was able to just take one good power dribble and lay it up and in after the steal. And right now, the Vikings very much in control in this one with 34.3 to go. They lead it 12-4 and have a chance to add to their lead here, as Shelby Shocker will try to finish a three-point play. Some last-minute substitutions here for both teams. Now at the line, Shocker, she's going to try to finish the three-point play, and does. So Sydney will get the ball. There's Cole. Cole in the offensive end, 30 seconds left. Standing on the panhandle of the state of Nebraska, midcourt. And they'll give it off on the right wing here. Everybody cycles through, using up the dribble is Rowley. She's going to kick it here left wing for Cole. 17 seconds left. She gives left side for Marr. And they'll kick it back out. Here's Cole firing a three. It is an air ball, rebounded by Shocker. Shocker with 8 seconds left will drive. Takes it all the way to the baseline. She's going to hand it off for Aubrey Fisher. Fisher works it around. 2 seconds left. Jumper in the lane, no good. And that will do it for the first half, for the first quarter. Vikings with a 9-point lead. It's Grand Island Northwest, 13, Sydney 4. We're back after this.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, a great start to the basketball game here for Grand Island Northwest. They lead at 13-4, and as much as anything, you just don't get the sense that the Red Raiders of Sydney are going to have much of a chance to score very many points at all. Coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sport Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. In the offensive zone, with the ball here, is going to be Mackenzie Brown. Brown, nice little pick and roll, gives it to Kieser. Kieser's going to lay it up and in. Kennedy Kieser now with 6 points in the ball game, and it is an 11-point lead here for Grand Island Northwest, 15-4. Ball handed off here for Marr. Marr, a little runner on that right side, and she's got four in the game. That makes it now 15-6. We trade buckets, and in transition, Brown's going to fire a three. It's no good. Porter pulls down the rebound. And I think Grand Island Northwest is 0-for from behind the arc. Driving on that left side, shot by Marr, no good. And right now, Grand Island Northwest is 0-for-8 from behind three-point line. In transition, Marr will try that layup. She is fouled. She's going to shoot both of them here. And the free throw, back of the iron, and no good. So score remains 15-6, 9-point advantage for Grand Island Northwest. Marr's second free throw is up and good. She's got 5 in the game. Cuts the lead back down to 8. Grand Island Northwest has led from beginning to end. Well, not end just yet. Beginning to this juncture. Sorahan off of a screen will kick here on the left side for Rathke. Rathke will dribble out. Gives it out for Mackenzie Brown. Brown enters it in. Has the ball knocked loose there by Pettick. But hustling it down is Rathke. Rathke gets it. Will give it off on the left side. A little runner. No good. Offensive rebound. Keyser. And Keyser's fouled. She'll go to the line. Fourth rebound of the game here for Kennedy Keyser. She's a perfect 2-for-2 from the line. And she's going to go and shoot 2. Foul's going to be on Porter. And the free throw is up and good for Keyser. And the second free throw is up and good. Perfect 4-for-4 from the line is Kennedy Keyser. In fact, Northwest is perfect from the free throw line as a team. They've got 7 of their 17 points from the free throw line. We're going to have a kick called here on Mackenzie Brown. They're perfect 7-for-7. Compare that to 0-for-8 from behind the three-point arc. And those haven't been fadeaway tough threes. I mean, they've been all shot in rhythm. Right now, Northwest not shooting the ball exceptionally well, and they still lead by 10, 17-7. Off the screen, Marr will take it all the way through, lays it off on that right side, and there's going to be a little touch foul on the runner. As reaching for the ball, I believe, is going to be Rathke. So two free throws coming up here for Marr. So Rathke called for the foul. And the free throw is up and good. .6:36 to go, quarter number 2. And the free throw rolls around, no good. Rebounded by Mackenzie Brown. 17-8. Grand Island Northwest with the lead and the basketball. They'll kick it out. Here's a three-pointer for Sorahan. And she hits the first three-pointer of the game. First make here from behind the arc for the Vikings. Maybe that'll break the seal. Cole gets it in the lane. Driving is Porter. Porter lost it momentarily. And she has to kick it back out here for Cole. Cole will give left wing for Marr. Marr gives on that left side. Dribbling there is Pettick. Pettick lost the basketball. And that'll be the 15th turnover. Excuse me, the 11th turnover on Sydney. Kick out. Transition 3 here by Brown. It's no good. Offensive rebound in the corner there by Sorahan. And they're going to call her for a walk after she pulled down the rebound. Emily Marr checking in here for Sydney. Also in for the Raiders going to be Savannah Rosenbaum. With 5:53 to go, second quarter, Grand Island Northwest with a 20-8 lead. And again, the defense for the Vikings has just caused nightmarish problems for Sydney. They've turned it over 11 times and just have really not had very many good looks at it at all. Here's a steal by Plackey. Plackey, outlet pass to Sorahan. She's got a wide-open layup. It's up and in. So Plackey comes up with a steal, outlets it immediately to Sorahan, and those are easy points and a 14-point lead here for Northwest, their largest lead of the game. Rosenbaum on the baseline, backing in trouble, kicks it out. Now penetration for Marr. Marr will shoot in traffic and lay it up and in. So Sarah Marr, averaging 16 points a ball game, certainly on pace to do that here. As a three-pointer top of the key for Plackey. Plackey shot off the mark. I thought that was actually a pass, but it hit the rim. And rebounded down there by the Red Raiders. Long outlet pass, and we're going to have a foul on the Vikings. They kick it up ahead here for Emily Marr, and Marr then hit on the arm by Kennedy Keyser. And for Keyser, that will be her second. .451 to go. Free throw is up and good here for Sydney. So Emily Marr makes her first point of the ball game. She's got one more free throw with .451. And it is up and good. Timeout, Grand Island Northwest. They lead it 22-12 with 4:52 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout, Vikings. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Today's game brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have been expanding their methods of delivery of care in central Nebraska and northern Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Get a hold of Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. And again, not sure exactly what Mike Herzberg talked about there. I don't think he was overly happy with the little run that Sydney's been able to kind of put together, and Sarah Marr doing most of the damage. She has both of their field goals here in the second quarter and has 6 of their 8 points. Right side three-pointer up and good for Sorahan. So Sorahan hits both three-pointers that Northwest has been able to stroke in so far. They are now 2 of 12, and now a pass on the left side is just going to go off the hands of Sarah Rosenbaum. That will be an unforced error and a turnover on Sydney, their 13th of the first half. And Herzberg has to be very happy with the level that his defense has been able to put together so far here in the ballgame. 25-12. And with the ball is going to be Brown. Brown entry pass off the fingertips of Keyser. She can't track it down. And that'll be the third turnover on Grand Island Northwest. So Northwest turns it over here. Something they have not done very much at all. Whereas Sydney has 13 turnovers. And we're not even midway through the second quarter. It's 25-12. And they'll get it right side for Rowley. Rowley watches everybody cycle through. Gives it top of the circle here for Emily Marr. Marr can't shoot over the taller Keyser, so she'll work the ball back around the perimeter. They give it out here for Marr. Bouncing here is Sarah Marr. She'll give it off here to Emily now. Emily Marr, top of the circle for Cole. And again, the Vikings gone almost exclusively man-to-man. I think a couple of inbounds plays. They may have changed it up momentarily. Marr will kick it here on the left wing. Cole, a little ball fake. Gives it back out here for Marr. Marr, well, off of a screen. Weaves, falls, has not walked with it, and now a timeout for Sydney to maintain the possession. Awfully close to turn the ball over there with Sydney, but they did not walk with it, and they'll get a timeout to protect the possession with 3:34 to go. Here in the second quarter, it's Northwest 25, Sydney 12. We're back after this.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Inbounds it to Marr. Marr's going to drive the lane, and it's deflected by Kelsey Plackey. Plackey comes up with a loose ball, and the Vikings are in the run. Sorahan will kick it out. Here's a trail three by Kelsey Plackey, and she hits it. Plackey drains the three, and the Vikings now have a 16-point lead, their largest lead of the game. Left side, Cole. Cole facing a little pressure here from Kelsey Plackey, who's made plays on both ends of the court in the last few seconds. They give it off for Rowley. Rowley on the left side for Cole. Off a screen, they get it off here for Marr. Marr gets it back, doesn't want to try the long three-pointer over the top of Sorahan. And again, the entry pass going to be right into the hands of Shocker. And Shocker picks it up, slows it down, gives it to Plackey. Caitlin Plackey will give it up. Backdoor cut, driving to Sorahan, and Sorahan will score. Sorahan with 10 points here in the quarter, and the Vikings lead it 30-12. And again, I'm not so sure that the way this defense is going, that Sydney will score 30 points in the game. Pass on that left side, knocked down and out of bounds by Shocker. And Mike Herzberg has to be very happy with the level his defense has played here in the ballgame. Cole directing traffic. The defending state champions in great shape here in the 1-8 matchup as the Vikings lead at 30-12, 2:12 to go. Driving on that right side is Cole, and they're going to call a block on Shocker. And Shocker was, I thought, set, but apparently was not, or she did not take that one squarely when she was hit. She's going to be called for the block. And that's now 7 as a team on the Vikings. So a 1-1 coming up here for Caitlin Cole. Sydney's 4 out of 6 so far from the line. And this will be the first free throw attempt for Caitlin Cole. And this one is up and good. That'll earn her the extra one. 30-13, 2:13 to go before halftime. And we'll have the our halftime show coming up here in about 2 minutes. Second free throw is also good for Cole. Brown slowly brings in the offensive end. And she'll give it off on the right side here for Plackey. Plackey gives it top of the circle for Shockey. Shocker will help work it around. They give it off here for Schleicher. Top of the circle, back out for Kelsey. Kelsey Plackey will get it on the baseline. Backing in here is Schleicher. Now right side, Plackey has it. Off a screen, they give it for Shocker. Shocker in the corner there for Plackey. Back around, they're being patient. Lobbing it now in the lane here for Schleicher. And she has it knocked away. That'll be a Northwest turnover. Making the steal is Marr. Marr, long pass up ahead. Outlet pass being taken out, and it was last touched by the Vikings. That bounce pass back out, nearly intercepted there by Plackey. She had it tipped out of her hands by Rowley, and they're going to say that Plackey was last to touch it, so Rowley will inbound. And she'll get the ball out here for Cole. Minute 28 before the Allen Superstore halftime show. Porter will kick it off in the corner. Now the skip pass nearly tipped, but Cole comes up with it. She's going to fire a three, and she hits the first three-pointer of the game for Sydney. And Brown will back in. Brown still has to dribble. Brown cuts through, and she'll lay it up and in. She kept backing in, kind of broke through a little bit of pressure, and she realized that she was unmolested to the basket, was able to spin in and lay it in. 15-point lead. Driving here is Marr. Marr on the way to the rack is going to be fouled, so she'll shoot 2 more free throws. She is now 2 for 4 from the line. And Aaron Schleicher is going to be called for the foul. So Marr shoots 2. The first one's on the back of the iron and no good. And for the Raiders, checking in is going to be Rachel Pettick. Final minute of quarter number 2, and the free throw by Marr is good. So 14-point lead, and we'll see how much time the Vikings work off the clock. Shoot quick, you might get a 2-for-1 here. Plackey runs the weave play here with Plackey getting it back. Jumper on that left side, no good. Off the hands of Brown, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Cole. Cole gets it back near midcourt. 33 seconds left. Kick right side. Here's a three-pointer for Sydney. No good for Marr. And rebound ripped out of there by Schleicher. And now with 22 seconds left, Plackey has it. We'll give it off on the right side here for Sorahan. off a screen left side to give it to Brown. She'll fire a three, and she hits the three. Mackenzie Brown drains the three-pointer, and it's 35-18. 8 seconds left. Pass left side for Marr here for Sydney. Back near midcourt to Cole. Cole tries to dump it right side, has the shot blocked by Plackey at the buzzer. And Plackey will pick up the ball as the horn sounds, and the Vikings have nearly doubled up Sydney in the first half. Our score, 35-18, a 17-point lead here for Northwest. Stay tuned for the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, brought to you by locally owned Allen Superstore Hastings. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen, the You Get More Superstore in West 2nd Street in Hastings. We're back after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
It's here. The Mega Meat Sale returns to Super Saver. It's the biggest meat sale of the season and time for you to fill up your freezer with savings. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.87 a pound. Whole Angus beef New York strips, $4.97 a pound. 85% lean ground beef in a 10-pound roll, $2.97 a pound. You'll find great savings on seafood too, like a 10-pound box of pollock fillets at $1.78 a pound. The Super Saver Mega Meat Sale on now. Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level for their specials that they have on hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much, much more. Grocery Department will beat any competitor's ad and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why would you shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, you hear in the background that the dance team performing, as right now they're dancing in the aisles for Northwest. They lead at 35-18, and the theme of the dance apparently is zombies. Well, the Sydney offense was rather zombie-like for much of that first half. They did warm up for a period there in the second quarter, but for a while they were on pace to only score about 25 points in the game. They obviously have picked up that pace, but they still trail the Vikings here at intermission, 35-18, as the Sydney dance team just wrapping up here. Let's check the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Red Raiders. Leading the way is Sarah Marr. She's got 9 points here during the mission. Caitlin Cole with 7. And the only other player to score here for Sydney is Emily Marr, who hit 2 free throws. And she has 2 points here in the first half. For Grand Island Northwest, Aaron Sorahan has 10 at intermission. Mackenzie Brown with 9. Kelsey Plackey off the bench drained a three-pointer. She's got 3. 2 points for Caitlin Plackey. And Candy Keiser with 8. And Shelby Shocker had a three-point play. She's got 3 points here in the ball game. Grand Island Northwest has led throughout the game, and they continue to lead here at intermission. Your score is 35-18. We'll take a look at a few more numbers, and we'll do that as we continue with the Allen Superstore Halftime Show right after this.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena as the Grand Island Northwest dance team performing here at intermission. The Vikings lead it 35-18. And again, the shooting warmed up a little bit for Grand Island Northwest as they were able to distance themselves a little bit. They finally hit some three-pointers they had missed, I think, their first 12 three-pointers, but got hot after that. They're 4 of 14. They missed their first 9 three-point opportunities, and they're now 4 of 14 in the game. Sydney is 1 of 3 from behind the arc, and Grand Island Northwest, 8 of 15, shooting two-pointers. Many of those have been layups because Sydney's turned the ball over 14 times here in the first half, resulting in some pretty good looks here for Grand Island Northwest in some fast break opportunities. So 8 of 15, shooting twos, 4 of 14 from behind the arc. Sydney is 4 of 7 inside, but they've only gotten off 7 shots. They've got off half as many two-point opportunities as what Grand Island Northwest has, and Sydney is also only 1 of 3 from behind the arc. So they've shot the ball 10 times in the game compared to 29 for Grand Island Northwest. And actually, Sydney's shooting the ball better than what Northwest is, or at least is pretty close. But Northwest has had a lot more opportunities because they've been able to get those fast break points, force the turnovers, get the bucket on the inside, and the Vikings now lead this one comfortably 35-18. It is worth noting that a few years back they did change the three-point arc in college basketball. They moved it back a little bit. Well, they haven't moved it in high school, so they actually have to tape the three-point arc on the floor here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and they are currently making some adjustments and some improvements to that taping job here at intermission at Pinnacle Bank Arena, which is a beautiful venue for any basketball game. This place really rocking for Husker games because, well, in part because both the men's and women's teams are playing very well right now, and it is a great venue here. And don't forget that over the Bob Devaney Sports Center, still being used. The floor issues there will be a little bit different because it's actually a volleyball floor, and they're going to tape the basketball stuff on the volleyball floor, and it'll be interesting to see what that looks like as well. Right now, the Vikings very much in control here over Sydney. Northwest with a 35-18 lead over the Red Raiders, and we'll continue with more of the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We come back right after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. This is the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen says everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Let's take a look at the rest of the brackets that we have for you here in Class B. Coming up after this game, Gretna will be taking on Norris, followed by Duchesne and Pius X at 7 o'clock tonight. And then the late game will also be in Class B as Holdridge, the number 3 seed, will be taking on York at 8:45. In Class C1, Minden right now is taking on Lincoln Lutheran at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That will be followed by Platteview and Fairbury at 10:45. Immediately after that will be Shadron, the number 2 seed, taking on Pierce. And then Kearney Catholic will be taking on Newman. That game will be on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM at 3:45. And right now, Minden taking on Lincoln Lutheran on Classic Hits 98.9. In Class A, Lincoln Northeast at 2 o'clock will be taking on South Sioux City. That will be followed by the number 7 seed, Kearney, taking on Omaha Benson. And that game will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550, as there will be the Bunnies and the Bearcats at 3:45. That will be followed by top-seeded Bellevue West taking on 8-seeded Bellevue East at 7. And then Fremont and Millard West will wrap up the night in Class A. In Class C2 on KHAS Radio at 2, it'll be St. Cecilia taking on Dundee County Stratton. We'll have that game, as we mentioned, on KHAS. The tip is scheduled for 2 o'clock. That'll be followed by Pender and Homer. Humphrey, St. Francis, and Lindsay Holy Family taking on Guardian Angels Central Catholic, followed by Palmyra and then Crofton. And don't forget, tonight in Class D2 at 7, second-seeded Giltner will be taking on Crawford. And that game, again, will be on KHAS Radio. Here we are at halftime, and Sydney has a lot of work to do as they trail at intermission to Grand Island Northwest, 35-18. But Sydney will have the basketball first as we wrap up the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. And inbound the ball right in front of us here is going to be Sarah Marr. And finally, off of a screen, somebody that she can throw the ball to, and that's Caitlin Cole. So the Raiders have possession to start things off, and their three-pointer is going to be deflected on that left side by Sorhan, and then rebounded by Keezer. So Keezer pulls it up, but then a turnover on Grand Island Northwest, and it's going to be laid up and in by Porter. The outlet pass stolen by Porter, and Porter then was able to just kind of drive right back to the basket. So a bit of a break here for Sydney to get things started. Back it in is Keezer. She'll hand it off for Plackey. Plackey will kick it out. Three-pointer right side. Good for Mackenzie Brown. So Brown with the three, and the lead now 18 here for Grand Island Northwest. They give it off right side for Pettick. Pettick used up her dribble, only bounced it once. Now she'll kick it all the way across the other side of the baseline for Pettick. Pettick now gets it to has repossession on the inside as Rowley. Rowley going to be fouled, I think, up by Plackey. And Plackey with pretty good position there, but kind of came down on the ball. And that's now two on Plackey. And to the free throw line is going to be Abby Porter. Check that. It's Rowley, and Rowley's free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the ball game. So Rowley with the free throw, and it's 38-21. 17-point lead here for Northwest. They have led throughout. The second free throw is no good, and rebounded by Mackenzie Brown. Brown will help bring it in the offensive end. Plackey, she's going to spot a three, and she hits a three. Well, it took a while for Grand Island Northwest to hit any three-pointers in that first half, but they're coming out firing here in the second. Kicked up ahead for Marr. Marr passes along the baseline, knocked down there by Brown, and then it rolls out to Plackey. Plackey is able to tie up the ball with a couple of Red Raiders, and it will be Northwest basketball. That'll be another Sydney turnover, their 15th of the game. And the Vikings with a 20-point lead. Northwest leading Sydney 41-21. Just a little bit less than 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Rathke gave it away, now gets it back. We'll hand it near midcourt to Brown. Brown will drive, gets a screen at the elbow, backs up, long deuce, rolling around. No good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Rowley. Rowley snags the bound, and we'll get the ball up ahead here for Marr. Marr back out for Caitlin Cole. Cole on the bounce. will give it off on the right wing for Pettick. Around the perimeter, Pettick now will get it back. And from the free throw line, Porter, her jumper is no good. Rebound taken out by Brown. Brown will lead Northwest. Nobody stops her. She'll drive. She'll take it off glass. No good. Fighting to get her own rebound. Can't. She has it taken away from her. And Sydney has it. But then stolen right back by Brown. Brown's going to lay it up. And shot no good. Now we got foul on the rebound. And frustrated is Mackenzie Brown. But Brown on that series had a steal and a rebound. But she wasn't able to hit a couple of shots along the way. And now she'll go to the line and shoot two. These will be her first free throw attempts of the night. And the free throw is up and good. She's got now 13 in the game. Did I just say of the night? Of the morning. Second free throw is up and good. So she's got 14 in the game. And the Vikings lead it 43-21. They have more than doubled up Sydney. On the baseline, Porter. She'll work around the perimeter here for Marr. Marr dribbles that left side. And we've got a whistle. That'll be a hand check foul called on the Vikings. That's on Sorhan. That's just her first. So on the baseline, inbounding it will be Caitlin Cole for Sydney. She tosses for Marr. Marr drives that baseline, loses the ball, and it went off the foot of Mackenzie Brown. They call it a kick, but it went out of bounds. In any event, they would have inbounded at the exact same spot, whether it's a kick or just out of bounds, and Sydney will inbound it. They get it for Cole. Cole gets it, rather, in here for Marr. Marr kicks it right side for Cole. Her three, no good. Rebounded by Sorhan. And Sorhan will bring it up, asking for the ball as she comes through there is Keezer. They can't find her, so they'll run the weave. Backing up, firing the three is Brown. It's no good. And Cole will pull down the rebound here for Sydney. Long pass up ahead. They get it to Marr. Marr had it knocked loose and now stolen away. Brown comes up with it after it was freed by Sorhan. Brown and Sorhan both driving, and Brown will put up the shot, and she'll head to the line. She was fouled. And she's got 15 in the game, has two free throws to try to increase the lead here. With our score 43-21, and the free throw is up and good here for Brown. In for the Vikings, going to be number 21, Kelsey Plackey. She's going to come in. And also coming in is Shocker. So Shelby Shocker checks in as well. Second free throw, good here for Brown. She's a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 16 in the game and a 24-point Viking lead, 45-21. Right now, Sutherland leading North Platte St. Pat's 16-15 at halftime. We'll check some other scores for you as Minden has the lead right now over Lincoln Lutheran by a score of 48-19 at halftime. Little runner missed, rebounded by Sorhan. Sorhan will get the ball off for Brown. Brown gives it off on that right wing. With it is Keezer. Keezer kicks it out. Three-pointer, no good for Brown, and we got a foul on the rebound. That'll go against the Vikings. So Grand Island Northwest kind of gets those threes kind of in bunches. They hit a couple of threes here in the early stages of the third quarter. Plackey and Brown both stroked in a couple of threes. But it's been a little hit and miss for them shooting three-pointers. They were 4-14 in the first half, but right now they're 2-4 here in the second. Porter has it between the circles, gives now right wing. They get it for Rowley. Rally facing man-to-man pressure there by Plackey. Will give it off. Low penetration here by Marr. Tough runner there by Marr. Missed the shot. And then the pass, the second shot is going to be blocked. It was blocked by Schleicher, but they're going to call a body foul here on Sorhan. So to the line to shoot two is going to be Marr. And the free throw is up and good. Amar was just being enveloped there after she came up with that offensive rebound. And she had no chance shooting over the top of Schleicher. Free throw up and good here for Marr as she was fouled on the body by Sorhan. So Plackey in the offensive end, and the Vikings in control as they've been throughout this game. Right side Sorhan's going to drive, has it deflected out of bounds by Porter. Nice block there by Porter, and Northwest misses the shot there. Inbounded here for Plackey. Plackey kicks right side. Three-pointer by Sorahan. No good. Rebound tipped off the hands of Caitlin Plackey and out of bounds. Good hand-to-hand combat down there, trying to come up with that loose ball off of the missed shot. And it'll be a team rebound here for Sydney. They trail it 45-23, a 22-point lead here for Northwest. Porter watches everybody cycle through. At the elbow, they give it for Rowley. Rowley kicks on the right wing here for Cole. Cole enters it inside here for Marr. Marr has it deflected, knocked away, and then saved by Sorahan. Great athletic play with the block and the save. Now Plackey has it in the offensive end. She'll kick it back out here for Sorahan, who brings it around the perimeter with the pass here for a shocker. And bad pass on the inside, save. Plackey has it. Back around, they give it Plackey on that right side, giving it for shocker. She'll fire a three. It is short, and the long rebound out to Sorahan. Sorahan has it. She'll fire the jumper, no good. Picks up the rebound to Sorahan, and pass on the inside, going to be knocked away here by Sydney. That'll be a turnover, as making the play defensively was Abby Porter. Porter with only 2 points in the game, been a pretty quiet game here for her. And on that left side, Marr. They'll screen off over there for Cole. Driving left side, Marr, and we got a little hand check foul that's going to be called here on Grand Island Northwest. Sarah Marr averages 16 points per ball game, and she's got 11. So she's holding up her end of the bargain for Sydney, but just nobody else is able to contribute very many points here for the Vikings. Outside of Marr, Caitlin Cole has 7, and that is just about it. Drive on that left side, and it's going to be a foul. Sarah Marr will go back to line. Let's shoot a couple. So Sarah Marr, for a couple of free throws, she's been pretty efficient at the free throw line. Hits the free throw here. That makes her 6 out of 9 from the line so far. She bends the knees, and the free throw is up, and it is good. Barely moved the net here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 45-25. 20-point lead for the Vikings. Dribbling in is Brown. Brown will kick it back out here for Kelsey Plackey. Now back out for Mackenzie Brown. Brown, little runner in the lane. No good. Offensive rebound. Ripped out of there by Kelsey Plackey. And they'll work back around the perimeter. Near midcourt, Mackenzie Brown. And they want to give it off here right side for Plackey. Plackey on the baseline. Kicks it out. Driving here is Aaron Schleicher. Right side, Plackey. Plackey, a little give and go. Gives it back to Mackenzie Brown. Brown, a little ball fake. Takes off glass. Good. Mackenzie Brown, 9 points in the quarter, 18 in the game. She has been the go-to player for Grand Island Northwest here in the third quarter. Right wing, Stafford, works around the perimeter to Sydney. Marr will drive. That's a tough shot. Tipped out here for Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, offensive rebound, and then a bucket. So Savannah Rosenbaum, her first point of the night, follows her second rebound. And Plackey will drive, kick on the left wing, and Brown has it. Entry pass on the inside, knock loose. Plackey comes up with it. It's going to be a hell ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Sydney. So Sydney will get the ball with a minute 23 to go, third quarter, 47-27. As Grand Island Northwest has led throughout. Today's game brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to the largest parts and wholesale goods inventory in the world, at the same time giving you better solutions with the same locally owned service dedication that you've come to expect. See Titan Machinery of Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. Marr has it here for Sydney. She gave it away, now gets it back on the baseline. She's behind the three-point arc, trying to create a little space, can't, and she'll kick it back out for Rowley. And again, Rathke staying right there with the best player, and now a drive here for Northwest. And the bucket is up and good. And it was laid up and in by Rowley on that baseline. And Northwest, not happy with a little bit of momentum. that Sydney's put together here, so they're going to call a timeout. 47-29. A comfortable lead here for the Vikings with 44.5 to go, but a timeout. Northwest, we're back after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're in the final minute of the third quarter, the very first high school game ever played here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The Girls State Basketball Tournament, Class B, number one seed, defending champion Northwest with a comfortable lead, 47-29 over Sydney. And Northwest called the timeout just a little bit ago to talk about a few things before they'll have the natural timeout in between quarters. Sydney will bring in the offensive end here. Cole will give it off to the elbow for Rowley. Rowley takes one dribble outside the lane, but a five-second count going on. Now driving is Marr. Marr gets a nice little bounce pass and will lay it up and in. That's her first field goal here in the second half. She now has six in the quarter. Here on the left side, Plackey, she's going to hit a three in transition. So Clayton Plackey drains the three and a 19-point lead for the Vikings. 10 seconds to go at the elbow. Late in the third quarter, Rowley has it. 5 seconds, has it stolen away. Brown has it. Brown with 2 seconds left will spin, take it off glass. It hangs on the rim. It's no good. There was a tip at the buzzer, but it is too late. It went in, but it does not count. It was too late. And the Vikings will head to the fourth quarter with a 50-31 lead over Sydney. We'll be back with that fourth quarter right after this.
It's here. The Mega Meat Sale returns to Super Saver. It's the biggest meat sale of the season and time for you to fill up your freezer with savings. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.87 a pound. Whole Angus beef New York strips, $4.97 a pound. 85% lean ground beef in a 10-pound roll, $2.97 a pound. You'll find great savings on seafood too, like a 10-pound box of pollock fillets at $1.78 a pound. The Super Saver Mega Meat Sale on now. Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Northwest with a 19-point lead has the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They get it in the offensive end. Rathke will hand the ball off here from Mackenzie Brown. Brown, 15-foot jumper, rolls around the rim, no good, and rebounded out of there by Marr for Sydney. So she pulls down the rebound. Red Raiders up ahead here for Sarah Marr. And Sarah Marr lost the ball, and that'll be turnover number 18. Nope, they're going to say it was off of the Vikings. My apologies. So it will remain here with Caitlin Cole and the Red Raiders as they toss on the baseline. And the inbounds pass knocked away. Now it's a turnover. Making the steal is Brown. And Brown has it picked from behind. And my hands were ready. I was ready for that ball to come. It's just a little bit short of me. And they'll be inbounded here for Aaron Sorahan. And Brown on the bounce will find a backdoor cut. That's Plackey. She's going to lay it up and in. They set that up nicely, and Plackey is able to make it 52-31. And again, the Vikings have looked very, very good here in the first game ever played at Pinnacle Bank Arena for high school athletics. Entry pass in the lane, Porter. Porter is able to post up. She's now got four in the game, all those coming here in the second half. Quickly up court, Mackenzie Brown. She'll fire a three in transition, no good. Rebound tipped out. There's a bunch of white jerseys there. And Hannah Rathke is able to pull it down. And open end underneath is Plackey. And Plackey gets another great long pass there from Brown. And get Brown an assist and another bucket here for Plackey. 54-33. And make plans for the state semifinals tomorrow for Northwest. The steal made here by Brown. Brown will stop and pop and score at point-blank range. Had a little pressure from behind, and that jump stop got the defender to overplay it, goes out of bounds, and she's able to make it easy. Sydney calls the timeout. They trail it 56-33. We'll take a timeout here as the Vikings are in control with 6:21 to go. We're back after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. And it's being brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Visit DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. BMWs, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers. They're located at Stanley Park Road at South Red Robe in Grand Island. Dinsdale features great service, repair, and a full body shop. Again, that's DinsdaleAuto.com. Sydney will inbound the ball, trailing at 56-33 with 6:17 to go. They got a long bus ride home. They want to feel a little bit better about their effort here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Their long outlet pass almost stolen away by Plocky. And actually, they're going to say it was off of Sydney, so that will be a Sydney turnover, their 19th of the game. And with it is number 20, Hannah Rathke. Rathke brings in the offensive end, will slow it down, get it off here, Mackenzie Brown. She'll fire at three, and she hits the three. Mackenzie Brown stroking in the three-pointer, and it's 59-33. On the bounce, Caitlin Cole. Cole will work it around. Pass is going to be deflected on that far side. Tracking it down is going to be Porter. She'll skip it out here for Cole. She's going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by the Vikings. They outlet it here for Brown. Brown pulls up for the jumper in transition. And she's got seven in the quarter. And 25 in the game. She's got 25 points. Took a little while to total all that up. And she'll make a steal here. Brown comes up with the pass. Will hand it off. Layup going to be right there by Plocky. And Plocky now will add to her total. She's got 14 in the game. And Sydney calls another full timeout. It is 63-33. The Vikings putting on a clinic. They lead it by 30 with 5:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back to Pinnacle Bank Arena right after this.
We're the shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Outlets. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the Vikings most assuredly will be moving on here. They lead by 30 with 5:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, right now, going on as it gets 98.9 FM. It is Minden taking on Lincoln Lutheran, and at last report, a very comfortable lead at halftime for Minden. And the officials allowed them to inbound the ball. I think they're having some scoring problems over there. They didn't start the clock properly, so they'll inbound it again. Minden right now is leading Lincoln Lutheran 64-26 as they head to the fourth quarter. Coming up later on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic and Newman at 3:45. On our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550 at 3:45 will be Kearney High taking on Omaha Benson. Don't forget St. Cecilia, Dundee County Stratton at 2 on KHAS. And also Giltner later tonight right here on the Breeze as they take on Crawford at 7 o'clock. Pass on the inside, going to be tipped around. It's going to be a held ball, and it will be Sydney basketball as it is alternating possession. Red Raiders will have it. They'll throw it in for Pettick. Pettick looks to the inside, but can't get the ball there. Outlet pass almost stolen away. Cole now will fire a three. She had a couple of different players running at her face. Sorahan pulls up the long rebound. Outlet pass up ahead here for Schleicher, and Schleicher has the ball go off of her hands and out of bounds. Schleicher about a half step away from having an easy layup because they outletted the pass very quickly, did Grand Island Northwest, and they nearly got an easy layup, almost cherry-picking almost. Rosenbaum will toss the ball in here for Caitlin Cole. And a lot of the regulars out here for the Vikings. So the new faces will check them, including J.C. Winton. Jumper on that left side up and good for Porter. So she'll stroke in the long two. She's got six in the ball game. All those coming here in the second half. 63-35. 4.5 to go. Aubrey Fisher has it. Has it stolen away. And now Fisher trying to get the ball back. Will knock it out of bounds. So go to the Red Raiders along the baseline. It was stolen away momentarily by Rachel Pettick. And again, that's only the eighth turnover here on Grand Island Northwest. And they now lead it by 28 with 4:23 to go. Inbounded for Marr. Marr's going to drive. Tough shot. Takes it off glass and scores. She'll have a chance for a three-point play. 4:20 to go in the basketball game. And the Vikings will advance. They'll take on the winner of Gretna and Norris tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And again, that game will be here on the Breeze, I believe. Yes, they will. Free throw is no good. Rebounded by Winton. And Winton pulls down the rebound. She's in a little bit of trouble. As Fisher now gets the long pass. They'll kick it up ahead here for Aaron Schleicher. Schleicher will give it off right side for Shocker. Shelby Shocker gives it for Schleicher. Back out here for Winton. And around the perimeter we go. With it now is Kelsey Plocky. She'll give it right side here for Fisher. Fisher nearly has it stolen away and now does. Cole comes up with it. And Cole works in the offensive end. 3:45 to go. Shocker knocked the ball loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Shocker. It went off of Pettick when the ball went out of bounds. However, when it was tipped that last time, I think Shocker had her foot on the sideline. The official right on top of it. It's going to be Sydney basketball. And they'll get it in here for Cole. Cole kicks left side, gave it away, now gets it back. Gives it down the right wing. They're going to skip it over. Now into the corner. Quick jumper on the baseline, up and good by Pettick. So Rachel Pettick, her first 2 points of the ball game. 63-39, 3.5 to go. Plocky had a little trouble with the basketball. Picks it up near midcourt, dumps it to Winton. Winton gives it. Nice little ball fake here, driving a Schleicher. And Aaron Schleicher will lay it up and in. That ball fake, before she started her dribble, got the defender out of position. She drove the lane very effectively. Pettick on the baseline is going to kick it out. Left wing driving to the baseline is going to be Marr. And Marr loses the ball. That is going to be turnover number 21 on Sydney. Vikings 65, Red Raiders 39. 26-point lead here for Grand Island Northwest. They have led from the opening tip. Took a little while to get the offense going, but once they got going, they have taken care of business here. Fisher will give it off on the right side for Plocky. Back out top of the circle for Winton. Winton kicks it back out here for Kylie Broche. And again, they're just kind of working the ball from the elbow. Driving now is Broche, and she'll take an extra step. That'll be a turnover. Northwest now with 10 in the game, but I think five of those have kind of come after this game was well decided here since the late third quarter and now into the fourth. 2:34 to go in the basketball game. And don't forget, tomorrow on the Breeze, 2 o'clock, we'll have coverage of Grand Island Northwest taking on the winner of the second game played here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. With it is going to be Cole. Cole gives left wing here for Riley. Riley's pass going to be stolen away. Winton is able to step in there and make the steal. She'll bring in the offensive end, gives it to Plocky. She's going to fire a long three. It is no good. And the rebound taken out by Marr. So Marr will drive the length, and now we got a timeout. Final timeout of the ball game here for Sydney. It's 65-41. Northwest with the lead over Sydney with 2:05 to go in the ball game. Timeout, Red Raiders. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, four games going on right now across the city of Lincoln, and none of them are very close. Minden, 72-38 over Lincoln Lutheran. That is a final on our sister station. Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. The one close game is North Platte St. Pat's and Sutherland. St. Pat's has a 30-26 lead at the end of the third quarter. And Northwest here, comfortably up ahead, 65-41. And Fall City Sacred Heart is leading Juanita Palisade 40-25. That game is at the end of the third. Here Northwest has it, and having the ball pinned to her hip and turning it over is going to be Bailey Parr, and so that'll be a turnover. Parr came in during that last stoppage, and by last stoppage, I mean the last one that Sydney can create because they called their final timeout. Jasmine Jalen will kick the ball off on the left side. With it is Aaron Brown. On the baseline, we've got contact, and it's going to be a foul here on Northwest before the shot, so it'll be a one-and-one coming up here for Vanessa Riley. So for the Vikings, Kylie Broche is out there, Bailey Parr, as we mentioned, also Winton still out there. Free throw is good here for Riley. And Allison Beckman. Haven't called her name yet. She's in the ball game. And so's Taylor Wineland. And Wineland was the one called for the foul a moment ago. Free throw was no good. Rebounded by Beckman. And long outlet pass here for the Vikings. Left-handed layup no good here for Bailey Parr. And rebounded out of there by Stafford. And we're going to have a hold called here on the Vikings. We'll stop the clock with a minute 28 to go. And a couple of free throws are one and one. Coming up here for Riley. Riley went one out of two a moment ago. And with a minute 28 to go, we'll see what she can do here. The free throw is up and good. And that'll earn her the bonus.
Vanessa Riley at the line.
So again, the winner of this game, Grand Island Northwest, will be taking on the winner of the next game, Gretna and Norris. That'll be following up immediately. Second free throw is also good. So Vikings will bring it up. And now they'll screen it around here. Broche has it. Minute 15 to go. And they're going to call a carry on Grand Island Northwest.
Checking in for Sydney, Ashley Stepper.
Again, Minden advance comfortably 72-38 over Lincoln Lutheran. Game wrapping up on Classic Hits 98.9. Later tonight on the Breeze, we'll have the Giltner game. And on KHAS, we'll have St. Cecilia. Pass intercepted. Wineland comes up with it. Wineland's going to drive. Wineland takes it off glass a little bit too strong in traffic. Rebound taken out there by Annalise Lecker for Sydney. And they work it on the baseline and losing it over there is the Red Raiders. So that'll be another turnover for Sydney. That'll be their 23rd turnover of the game. We're in our final minute of action here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The winner of the first ever high school basketball game played here at the vault will be the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings. They control it. And they bounce past the left side. There's Bailey Parr. Parr lost the ball on the way up. And Lecker comes up with it here. Long outlet pass for Vanessa Riley. Riley jumper, no good. Rebound to the Vikings. Pulling it down is going to be Bailey Parr. And Parr will slowly bring across the timeline. She brings it in the offensive zone now with 25 seconds to go in the game. They give it left side here for Broche. And left side, Taylor Wineland. Wineland gives it on the baseline here for Winton. Winton back around here for Parr. And the I Believe You chant for Grand Island Northwest here in the final 6 seconds. Just taking the air out of the ball is Bro. She puts it on her hip. She'll give it now left side here for Parr. There is the horn. And the Vikings with a 65-44 win over Sydney. Grand Island Northwest now 23-2 on the season, and they'll head to the state semifinals to take on either Gretna or Norris tomorrow at 2 o'clock. That game will be right here on the Breeze, 94.5. Once again, your final, 65-44. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers here from the Pinnacle Bank Arena when we come back right after this.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires to tell you flat out, we will beat any price on four new tires. At Big O, we have sets of four. Passenger tires starting as low as $140. And light truck tires start at just $240 for a set. Shop Walmart or Graham's, then come to Big O for the absolute lowest tire prices in town, period. It's our commitment to you. We will not be beat on price. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
We're the U. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore Outlets. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it really wasn't much of a contest, quite frankly. The defending state champions here in Class B roll against Sydney, a final of Northwest 65 and Sydney 44 in a game that really wasn't even that close, as the Vikings led comfortably at halftime 35-18. He never really had the sense that Sydney was ever going to be able to generate enough offense to come back and get the win here against Northwest. Again, a final 65-44, and Sydney turned the ball over 23 times in the game, and Northwest was able to make some steals and then make layups on the other end. It stroked in enough three-pointers in the early stages, especially of that third quarter, to push out their lead, and they win this one by a final of 65-44. Let's take a look at some of the numbers, and then we'll total up some of the team numbers coming up here in just a little bit. But overall, in the ball game, in terms of individual scoring and rebounding numbers, we can give you those. For Sydney, who end their season now at 17-8, they were led by Sarah Marr. She finished with 17 points and one rebound. Also, a pretty good effort tonight by Caitlin Cole. She had 7 points and four rebounds, but all seven of those points came in the first half. Abby Porter, her 6 points came in the second half. Off the bench, Vanessa Riley went 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She finished with 3 points in the game. Rachel Pettick with 2 3-points here for Cody Rowley. Off the bench, late in the game, Emily Marr with 2 points, and Savannah Rosenbaum with 3 rebounds and 2 points here for Sydney.
Get more than you expect.
Who end their season here following their 65-44 loss to Grand Island Northwest. For the Vikings, they had 3 players in double digits. Leading the way was Mackenzie Brown. Brown finished with 25 points and 4 rebounds. 14 points, a couple of rebounds for Caitlin Plocky. 10 points and 7 rebounds for Aaron Soraham. 3 points, 2 rebounds for Kelsey Plocky off the bench. 2 points for Aaron Schleicher. 8 points, 5 rebounds for Kennedy Keiser. And 3 points for Shelby Shocker, as she finished with 3 points and 1 rebound in the game. We're going to total up some shooting numbers, some rebounding numbers, and the like. But again, Sydney turned the ball over 23 times here against Grand Island Northwest. And the Vikings win this one comfortably, 65-44. We'll total up some more numbers, and we'll continue with our post-game report coming up right after this.
Join the chase
for back-to-back games
this Friday and Saturday
as the Storm battles the Muskegon Lumberjacks.
Friday, March 7th is Ag Appreciation Night.
The Storm pays tribute to the hardworking farmers
and other industry professionals.
It's also
Free Kids Friday.
Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with each paid adult.
It's affordable family fun with the Tri-City Storm on March 7th.
Then on Saturday, watch Game 2
of the Storm versus Muskegon doubleheader
at the Viero Event Center.
It's the third annual lapdog races.
Find out who has the fastest little dog in town
as small breed dogs race on the ice during the intermission.
Plus this year,
there's a special race
just for the big dogs.
It's the craziest
and most entertaining
on-ice contest of the season.
Plan your weekend fun
with Ag Night and Free Kids Friday on March 7th.
Plus the lapdog races on Saturday, March 8th.
Get your tickets for the Tri-City Storm versus Muskegon Lumberjack
by calling 308-338-8011.
That's 308-338-8011.
Or visit stormhockey.com.
Storm Hockey.
Presented by Viero 4G Wireless.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena as an impressive win here for Canada on the Northwest, 65-44. And just totaling up some more numbers for you. And for Grand Island Northwest, shooting two-pointers, they were 14 of 32, and they were 8 of 24 shooting threes. So overall, they were 22 of 76. To me, the 76 is the impressive part of that. They fired up 76 shots here, excuse me, 66 shots here in the ball game, and they win this one comfortably by a score of 65 to 44. Again, 14 of 32 from the field and 8 of 24, so I said it right the first time, 76 shots in the ball game, 22 of 76 overall. For Sydney, they were 8 of 14 in the ball game from two-point range, so only 14 two-point shots on the night. Shot pretty well, though. Shot over 50%, 8 out of 14, and they were from three-point range, they only hit a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. They only hit one, actually, so they were 1 of 8 from behind the arc. So only 22 shots compared to 76 shots here for Grand Island Northwest. And again, Northwest certainly shot well enough to win this one comfortably, 65 to 44. Again, Sydney turned the ball over 23 times in the ball game. So Northwest cruises 65 to 44. As we mentioned, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, they'll take on the winner of our next game, a rematch between Norris and Gretna. These two teams have seen each other quite a bit in the regular season as they're kind of neighbors, as they also saw each other in the district playoffs as well. And Norris and Gretna will get together in a 4-5 matchup, and the winner will take on Grand Island Northwest tomorrow at 2 right here on the Breeze, 94.5. Don't forget that coming up later tonight on the Breeze, we'll have coverage of Giltner taking on Crawford at 7 o'clock. Again, that'll be right here on the Breeze on KJS Radio. St. Cecilia will be taking on Dundee County Stratton at 2, and then later tonight, this afternoon, a doubleheader on two different radio stations on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It'll be Kearney Catholic taking on Benson at 3:45. At the same time, Minden will be taking on Lincoln Lutheran. Excuse me. At the same time, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Wahoo Newman at 3:45. Earlier today, it was Minden very, very comfortably picking up a 72-38 win over Lincoln Lutheran. Once again, it's Northwest 65 and Sydney 44. Thanks for joining us here on The Breeze. And again, the Vikings will be back in action tomorrow right here on The Breeze 94.5. I'm Randy Bushkar. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze 94.5.